You are listening to a podcast of the Geek.io Media Network. For all of our shows and more, visit geek-io.net. And to help support the network, head over to patreon.com/geek.io.
Finally found the most generic live show. This is the Generic Live Show.
Hello everyone, and welcome to the Generic Live Show. And a very somber announcement. And I'm not going to beat around the bush. And as you can probably tell by the title, this is going to be very difficult for me. And this is not scripted. This is me turning on a microphone and going, let's ramble for however long. But I'm just going to... I feel like the best thing to do here is to rip off the Band-Aid. Yes, many of you have noticed that the Generic Live Show has indeed pod-faded, and you, my good listener, would be correct. Not by choice. Life has gotten very hectic over the past 12 months, and I feel bad. Like, I do. I personally feel bad that it's had to come to this point, but I am here today to officially announce that the Generic Live Show is on hiatus. And I wanted to record this bit of audio because I wanted there to be some form of closure. When I started the Generic Live Show back in 2013, I never thought that I would have this long of a run. I thought, hey, this is a cool, nifty idea that I'll do for a while until the sort of joke runs off. Because I want to remind everyone that this was a joke. This was an on-air joke that was mentioned on the Geek.io show way back then. And I thought, you know what? No. I'm an ideas man. I'm going to run with it. I'm going to run with this idea and go for it. And so I did. And I haven't looked back. That was in 2013. We're now here in officially 2020, the beginning of 2020. And I thought the turn of the new year would be a good idea to review where we sit here. And 2019 for the Generic Live Show was rough. I'm not going to lie, I had an amazing job at Walt Disney World Resort in Orlando, Florida, that kind of took up a lot of my time. I was working in excess of 40 hours a week, spanning all different times, mostly night times, morning sometimes, and it just took up a lot of my time, and I feel like I couldn't dedicate my time to the Generic Live Show. And 2020 is the same. I have a lot of cool things that are coming soon that I can't talk about right now in public, but I will say this, they are career focused, and I feel like that would hinder my ability to do the Generic Live Show. And I feel like it is best for me to put the Generic Live Show on shelf while I look forward in my career. I have some pretty cool things that I'll be working on podcast-wise in the future, hopefully in 2020. But I feel like the Generic Live Show has run its course. It has run a journey, and it has had a fantastic run. The Generic Live Show had a fantastic run. It has opened so many doors for me. And I if you told me back in 2013 that I would even had a mildly successful podcast, I would tell you you were insane. The friends that I've made along the way while doing the Generic Live Show, it's been amazing. I also would like to thank the Geek.io Media Network for hosting the Generic Live Show and being that platform for the Generic Live Show. Now, will my next project be with Geek.io? I don't know. Will it be independent? I don't know what that next project looks like. I am working on it currently. I can't announce anything yet. But there will be a future project with me on it. I know that for sure because I love this medium of podcasting and I can't let it go. But at the same token, I believe the Generic Live Show has reached its natural end. Which is sad because I've had some of my best times doing the Generic Live Show. It has been a fantastic journey. Some of my favorite highlights including like the Great Burger Debate, the prediction episodes, the year-end episodes, and that will not be happening in 2019, for the record. And it sucks that it won't be, but, you know, all good things come to an end. And I think it's time for the Generic Live Show to come to an end. I never realized one of my most successful episodes is the privatization of universities. If you told me back in 2015, I think that aired, or 2014, that would have been my most successful thing that still gets referenced today in 2020, several years later, I would have told you that you were insane. I'd like to thank the fans and the listeners for being with me on this journey, and I hope that you will be here with me in future journeys, because it has been an epic journey. And without you guys, without the live audience, without the podcast family, I don't know, the show wouldn't have been as successful as it is. You know, the live callers over the years, the fans that are participating, the fans that have emailed in, sent feedback, sent in news stories, participated in question and answers shows, you know, have contributed to the show. You guys mean the world for me, and I hope that you will be there for the next journey, whatever that may be. I just feel like the Generic Live Show has come to a natural end. Which sucks. However, I will say this. The feed will stay active. I want it to stay active. I want the archive of the Generic Live Show to live on. I want it to be a thing that is in my history. And hell, it might even be in my future. I don't know. I know that this is just me saying that the Generic Live Show is on hiatus. That I know. For how long? I don't know. Will the band ever get back together? I think so. I think it's just not the time right now. I have a lot of exciting announcements that I will probably share on this feed because I love the Generic Live Show audience. They have been there for me since day dot. And I just want to say thank you. It's hard to say goodbye, but sometimes you have to say goodbye for the greater good. And I have starting to tear up a little bit. This is embarrassing. And it's been rambly, but hey, who would have thought that the goodbye would be so rambly? It's not goodbye. It's see you real soon. But again, before we round out here and this gets any longer than what it needs to be, Thank you so much for being there for me, everyone. The email is still active. I'm going to keep that active. genericliveshow@gmail.com is still active. That is still my email address. So that will stay intact. But for old time's sake, let's let the intro and outro that has been the same since the show began in 2013. We'll see you all next time for the next adventure, wherever that may take us. Good night, everyone.
Don't ask, it's not gonna get me not to ask. What would you like to convert into pounds?
I'm enrolling in Medicare soon, and it had me a little confused. Then I found MyHealthPolicy.com. With MyHealthPolicy.com, I could go online and compare Medicare Advantage plans from some top-rated national insurers, including $0 monthly premium plans. I could learn about plans in my area and talk with a licensed insurance agent if needed. MyHealthPolicy.com has made doing my research a whole lot easier.
My choice. My Medicare. MyHealthPolicy.com.
New to Medicare? Start now. Go to MyHealthPolicy.com to learn about some of the top-rated Medicare Advantage plans in your area, including plans for $0 a month in plan premiums, low out-of-pocket costs, and expansive provider networks. If you're thinking about a Medicare Advantage plan, MyHealthPolicy.com is a great place to go to find a plan that meets your needs, learn more about your options, even talk with a licensed insurance agent. MyHealthPolicy.com. GeekIOMedia.com.